Hey, Face. It's me, Eddie B, your host of the E's and B's podcast each and every Friday. Just coming to you this week. Want to wish all the fans and listeners out there a very happy Easter. Have a great Easter weekend. Stay tuned. We've got an Easter egg packed full of goodness here on this week's episode. You do not want to miss it. Stay tuned. The E's and B's podcast coming up. Good morning, all you wrestling and sports fans. It's the E's and B's, the Bacon and Eggs, the Pro Wrestling Sports Podcast. And I'm your host, Eddie B.
Think of it as a way to enjoy your grandma's possessions for another half hour.
Oh my God, you got a hold of that one.
I'd like to see you try it.
Yeah, it's not as easy as it looks.
Sorry, ladies, I'm not the golfing type.
I'll tell you what, you hit a ball past my ball, and we'll go straight back to work so you can watch your precious hockey game.
Give me the stupid club.
Look at this stupid thing.
This is going to be hilarious.
Look, I stand. You like that?
Holy shit! Go back to work.
But I'm sleeping.
Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Friday! Thanks for joining us again here on this beautiful Good Friday, April 7th, 2023. Where you be? Happy says the ball must go in its hole. And we say all this sporting news is good for your soul. Crack those eggs. Get that heat up. Cause it's time to get to the sunny side of. Yes, Welcome back to the E's and Biz. And as you hear, we are now officially baseball back, baby. That's right. Full week of play under our belts. And we're going into the second full weekend there in the MLB. Of course, we are already spiced up coming off the World Classic later last month there in the March. But as I said, first full weekend, we've got some hot teams and we got some slow teams. But let's talk about how those leaders set out in the AL. Right now is Tampa Bay, the only undefeated team as of right now going into the weekend. They are 6-0 on top there. Cleveland, they're 5-2. They're on top of their division. And last but not least, out there in the AL, it's Texas. They're at 4-2 right now heading into the weekend as well. Over on the National League side, how about this? Atlanta, that's right, them Braves, they're 5-1. Milwaukee, they're 5-1 as well. And last but not least, out here in the West, it's those Dodgers. Those pay me Dodgers, they're at 4-2. Everything tightened up right here at the start. How about some fast starts for some hitters? Brian Reynolds, he's leading everybody going into the weekend already with 4 home runs. That's right. And then we got a big 3-way tie. RBIs on top right now. Brian Anderson, he's got 10. Like I said, a fast start on the MLB side. Everybody's had their season opener. We cannot wait. We'll be diving into all the winners, losers, stats, and everything you need to know coming off the diamond right here on the Bish. Keeping things going here on the sunny side up. Let's switch it up. Go from the diamond to the gridiron.
Danucci the other way looking for Josh Gordon. Did he get a foot in? Yes, he did. Danucci heaves one deep and has a man. And it is reeled in by Blake Jackson. Danucci.
That's right, week 7 in the books, and as you heard there in the sound clip, the leading quarterback all 7 weeks, having another solid week, and of course we're now tightening things up, just 3 more games left before the playoffs there on the XFL. We know this. It's going to be the top 2 teams in the North and the top 2 teams in the South. Let's talk about how they set going into this weekend. Out in the North, it's the DC Defenders. They're at 6-1, finally getting that loss. Then St. Louis, they're at 5-2. Seattle, 5-2. And rounding out there in the North, Vegas, they now got a second win. They're at 2-5. Like I said, very tight race there. Only the top 2 teams go, and the tiebreakers will come into effect. Out in the South, how about this? Houston, they're at 4-3. Arlington's at 3-4. San Antonio's at 2-5. And Orlando, finally getting their first win of the season. They are at 1-6. Let's talk about those stats out there in the XFL. As you heard, Ben DiNucci, leading quarterback. He's got 1,771 yards to date, 12 touchdowns, and 9 interceptions. On the rushing side, it's Abraham Smith. He's got 654 yards with 6 touchdowns. Then in the receiving side, we've got a new one on top. How about this? Former Bronco, Cody Latimer. He's got 40 receptions, 488 yards, and he's got 4 to-the-house touchdowns. That's right. It's a tight race. Like I said, we'll see how North turns out after this week, and the South, if they stretch themselves any more farther apart, will have all the winners, losers, and everything you need to know coming off the XFL gridiron right here next week on the Bet. Keeping things going here on the sunny side. Let's alley-oop things, go from the gridiron, and get on the hardwood.
And Angel Reese knows a ring is coming. LSU has it. Morris has to get it across. Kim Mulkey, in year 2, has orchestrated a LSU has captured its very first national championship.
He's dominant this entire time. There we go. And as big as he was at others, they don't remember that chance. I agree with you. It's just that soul of this program.
I say the hands of the coach's son.
Is that appropriate? And don't you know, just someday he'll be a coach of his own program. This is becoming a family dynasty, if you will. And Dutch, what a year he's had, too.
Huskies, their dreams come true.
There There you have it. Champions have been crowned, and the dance is over. As you heard there in the sound clip, congratulations to the LSU Tigers there on the women's side, knocking off the Iowa Hawkeyes and becoming the national champions here in 2023. And then, of course, then over on the men's side, we had a shocker there in the Final Four as San Diego State advanced to the final game on a buzzer beater. That's right, over Florida Atlantic there Saturday night. Couldn't turn things around fast enough, though, because on Monday, as you heard, UConn Huskies were just too much for the Aztecs. Congratulations to the UConn Huskies on the national championship. But, man, what an outstanding job for San Diego State, taking the Mountain West somewhere they've never been before. A great, great tournament. We've talked about it now for three solid weeks. Outstanding. Of course, nobody saw San Diego State there or even Florida Atlantic in the Final Four. And of course, everybody maybe might have had UConn going a little deep, but maybe not to the final game and dominating all four games like they did by 10 points and then smashing the Aztecs. So once again, an amazing season. Now we look forward to, well, the portal door is open. That's right. Some of these players will be jumping teams, switching it up. We'll see what happens there. I know my Hoosiers, obviously big talk about maybe scoring somebody from That's right, I won't even go there, but we'll keep an eye on everything off-season there on the hardwood for the college side, and of course, we'll have everything up to date once it kicks off next year right here on The Best. Keeping things going here on the sunny side up, let's keep the ball on the court, bounce pass, go from the college world to the pros.
Green MB, this time Harden uses it himself. Now it's MB. Embiid's got 47 points. Swing it. Corner. And it, things are going a little slow. That's it. Good feeling. Burger. The back end. Embiid, swing. Tucker, pump.
There you have it. As you heard, Joel Embiid putting up 50 burger there earlier this week. And as his coach said after the game, the MVP race is now over. Well, some might have other things to say about that out here, out west. That's right. But we know this, Tuesday of next week is play-in day. That's right, folks. We have two, count them, one, two more days of NBA regular season action to be looking forward to, and things are still unsettled. That's right, especially out here in the Western Conference, the Eastern Conference. The 10 teams have been settled, and we know who is in, but we still might see some flip-flop and different teams playing each other. We'll keep an eye on that. Let's talk about how things set going into this weekend out in the Eastern, the 10th seed. It's going to be the Chicago Bulls in the 10th spot. 9th spot's Toronto Raptors. 8th spot's going to be your Atlanta Hawks. 7th is the Miami Heat. Now, this could flip-flop. In the 6th spot, it's the Brooklyn Nets. They've got a game and a half lead up on that Heat squad. Then in the 5th spot, it's the New York Knicks. 4th spot's the Cleveland Cavs. 3rd spot is the Philadelphia 76ers. 2nd spot's going to be Boston Celtics. And on top, going into the playoffs, will be the Milwaukee Bucks. That's right. That's how it sets in the Western. That's how it sets in the Eastern. Let's talk about how it sets out in the Western. The 10th seed right now. Now, this could change. We'll talk about that here in a minute. It stands as it going in the weekend. Okay. See, that's right. They've got a two-game lead on that last play-in spot. Now in the ninth spot, it's going to be the Minnesota Timberwolves. In the 8th spot, it's the Pelicans. The 7th spot, which could change, this is the LA Lakers. In the 6th spot, with only a game lead up, it will be the Golden State Warriors. Then in the 5th spot, it's the LA Clippers. 4th spot will be the Phoenix Suns. 3rd spot, Sacramento Kings. 2nd spot will be the Memphis Grizz. And of course, going into the playoffs, on top, your Denver Nuggets. That's right, they're the number one seed. Like I said, there's still two games to play, so there can be some changing. That the Lakers trying to get back in that 6th seed so they don't have to play the play-in game. And as well, over there in the East, the Heat and the Nets, will they flip-flop? We'll keep an eye on that. How about three games this weekend you must check out? Starting off with game number one, it'll be the Chicago Bulls. They'll be traveling to the Dallas Mavericks. This game is a must-win for Dallas because right now they are the 11th seed and they want to come up into that play-in spot. We'll keep that eye on that game, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, Saturday on NBA TV. Then game number two, how about this? The Phoenix Suns, they'll be traveling to a desperate LA Lakers. That game Saturday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern on NBA TV. Then the third game of the weekend you must check out, how about this? The Memphis Grizzlies going to another desperate squad. That's right, it's the Oklahoma City Thunder. They'll be playing Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and they must win that game on NBA TV as well. Huge weekend, folks, on the hardwood. Do not miss out. I know there's a lot of other stuff going on, but we're going to have everything coming off the court and, of course, all the playoff setup right here next week on The Bus. Keeping things going, talking playoffs. Let's bounce the ball off the court and slide things over to the pond. That's right, that's right. Things heating up there on the ice as they get ever so closer. Like I said, folks, we got 1 week left in the hockey season. And before we start talking about the ever so coveted Stanley Cup playoffs, but like I said, things are tightening up. Let's talk about how they are setting going into this weekend of play out in the Eastern. Right now, the Metro looks like this. On top, going in the playoffs, will be Carolina at 1, New Jersey at 2, and those New York Rangers at 3. Then in the Atlantic, it'll be Boston at 1, Toronto at 2, Tampa Bay at 3. Now, for the wild card for the Eastern, it looks like this. Florida, the Islanders, and Pittsburgh are the desperate squads looking to make their way into the playoffs. Over in the western side of things, in the central, it's our Colorado Avs. They're on top at 1, Dallas at 2, and Minnesota at 3. In the Pacific, it's Vegas at 1, Oilers at 2, and those Kings, they're at 3. The wild card for the western side looks like this. Seattle is on top, Winnipeg at 2, and Calgary is that third team. Here are three big games this weekend on the ice you must check out. Starting off with game number one, Vegas. They'll be traveling to Dallas. That game, 3:30 p.m. Eastern tomorrow on ABC. Then game number two, how about this? New Jersey. They'll be traveling to Boston. That game, 8 p.m. Eastern tomorrow on ABC. Then turn the page over to Sunday. That's right, on the ice. Game number three, how about this? Our Colorado Avs, they'll be traveling to Anaheim, 8:30 p.m. Eastern on TNT. Folks, like I said, things are coming down to the wire. They're on the ice. We'll have everything slick, hits, and everything you need to know right here next week on The Best. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe, pass the gravy, spread the butter, tell a friend, tell a famber, tell someone about this podcast. Keeping things going here on the sunny side up. Just a few more things before we get to this week's meet. But let's switch gears and talk some racing.
One lap to go, sponsored by Credit One Bank. Just in the pre-race, we were talking about Kyle, man, being a little bit underrated this year or whatever, maybe overrated. And I'm telling you, this win puts him right back where he wants to be. Had some tough finishes, back on top.
First win of the season for Kyle Larson. 1.5 seconds ahead of teammate Josh Berry.
Congratulations to Rick Hendrick and the number five machine of Kyle Larson there last week. As you heard, getting the win 7 weeks in, and we've got 6 different winners right there on the NASCAR scene. That's right, but this weekend, things are going to get extra dirty. That's right, as they're heading to everybody's favorite short track on the circuit, but of course, it will be on the dirt. That's right, not a favorite of some, especially me, but we'll be excited to see as dirt specialist Jonathan Davenport will be suiting up for Team Colleague Racing driving. I'm not sure what number, but he will be out there on the dirt. Maybe he can hold a candle with these NASCAR Cup boys. We know this. Every time the F1 or any other driver step into play, they're not really a threat, but things are different on the dirt. So keep your eyes out. It's Bristol, baby, on the dirt this weekend. We cannot wait. And of course, we'll be talking next week about all the wrecks, winners, losers, and everything coming out of NASCAR. Keeping things going. Let's talk short track style. That's right. As we spoke last week here on the podcast, opening weekend for most short tracks across the nation there, especially on the East Coast. And we know this, one of the organizations we follow closely here, the CRA, that's right, the Championship Racing Association, kicking off last weekend at Shady Bull Speedway there in Ohio as Cabin Fever was the theme. Here is who got the wins in the street stock division. It was the number five machine of Blaine Aiken getting the big win there. Then in the sportsman, it was the number 89 machine of Josh Sage. And last but not least, in those Vortex fast cars, that's right, those little front-wheel drive machines, the number 6 machine of Chris Jennings. Congratulations to all those winners last weekend, opening weekend, their next big race. Well, it'll be in my home city. That's right, Anderson Speedway next weekend. We'll be diving into that, giving you our predictions right here on The Best. Keeping things going. How about this? Let's switch it up. Go from the roundy round style to the figure eight. That's right. Outlaw figure eights kicking off last weekend as well there at the Speedrome. And as we talked, of course, moved up from Saturday to Sunday because of weather, but that didn't hold back the car count. Over 20 cars on the track there at the Speedrome last weekend. Congratulations to them on an outstanding Wayne Arnold 75 lapper to kick off the season there last week. Not very much big action. We only had a couple small incidents. Of course, some new drivers on track. Shout out to Dana Tunney, another Tunney on board there in the figure eight outlaw division. So keep your eyes out for that. But when it all came down to the end, the man that ended his season this way last year starts it off this season the same. How about congratulations to the number 28 machine of Jeffrey Shackelford. Congratulations to him from us here at the E's and B's on an outstanding dominant race. I mean, he had probably 2-3 car gap once he got the lead there and once he got the lead there at the end. So congratulations to him and his team coming in second. The 38 machine of Artie Ware and rounding out the top three, it's an E's and B's veteran. That's right, the marksman himself, the number 3 machine of Mark Tunney. So awesome, awesome stuff last weekend kicking off the Outlaw Figure Eights. We cannot wait. We'll have all the action through the crossover. Shout out to Crossover Tracker. Shout out to Crossover Traffic last week for the feed right here from the E's and B's. We greatly appreciate you. If you guys don't know about it, go follow them there on Facebook. With that, that's going to wrap up the roundy round stuff. Let's switch the page and go over to the street. That's right, drag racing style. How about no prep last week? Of course, all kinds of action, weather implementing a little bit, but not too bad. Just a cold side. And man, oh man, where do we start? Man, Cash Days there of Kentucky was one of the biggest races announced last weekend, and it had a solid, solid following. Shout out to Happy and support your local street racer, Kenzie and them guys putting on an outstanding race. We were proud sponsors of that race, our first race of the season, and man, what a turnout. Unfortunate ending for a couple racers, but in the end, it was the Prestons versus Tyler Cox. Great, great show. Unfortunate there for Al Bundy as he did wreck and roll. We all seen the video. Hopefully he can get back on track here soon. Thoughts and prayers to him, and I hope he's okay. But big, big race. Thanks for Happy for having us there on board. We cannot wait to be part of his races going forward. So shout out to support your local street racer. Also want to talk about how about in Michigan, that's right, their April Fool's Day race, the Leaper Speedway. Of course, shout out to Ohio Grudge Racing's Josh Robinson bringing us the live feed for that because our boy, No Prep Felons, Bob Rice, had to reschedule. So very cool stuff, racing all weekend long, but there was some accidents, like I spoke, unfortunate for Al Bundy. And then on Sunday, unfortunate for our friends there at 24/7 Motorsports as Ashley and Brandon both slapping the wall. Brandon getting in contact with Diamond. Looks like his car is going to be fixable. Ashley's looked a little bit rougher, but they've already got the parts. And shout out to them. Our thoughts and prayers are with them as well on a fast recovery and a fast track to get those badass rides back on the strip. We cannot wait.
So make sure you guys go support 24/7 Motorsports. Buy a shirt or something from them. It helps graciously. Also, like I said, there's going to be some huge, huge races coming up this weekend. That's right. We were trying to get the big race guest right here for 2 weeks now. We just could not land it. He did not respond, but shout out to the race going down starting tonight there in Texas. That's right. It's Small Tie Gangsters presented to you by Jimmy Dale, Limpy, and all the great people down there. We cannot wait. Make sure you guys go support Limpy's live feed as he will be live at the track today and tomorrow. And, of course, Jimmy Dale's been all over YouTube talking all about his race weekend. Of course, some big names, SRC, going to be in the house. You do not want to miss it. That's one of the big races going down this weekend. Of course, shout out to G2K, who also will be on property as well there. Then also, like I said, Ohio Grudge Racing hopefully will be live, and No Prep Felons live this weekend, because that's not the only race going down. We got 502 Underground going down to Ohio Valley. Also, another big race going on this weekend. How about this one? It's freaking at the Beacon. That's right. That's another big race going down there this weekend on the East Coast. And last but not least, at Knoxville Dragway, it's going to be Turbo John's Backwards Brawl. Folks, action-packed full weekend of No Prep Racing. We cannot wait. Make sure you guys go support the people we support. Follow those feeds. If you cannot be there, you can watch it live right there on your computer, phone, or what might be. But we cannot wait to break it down. Next week, we'll have all the winners, losers, and everything you need to know right here, coming up right here on The Best. With that, that's going to wrap up the Sunny Side. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we're going to change things up. We're going to tee it up. And we're going to talk this year's Masters on the Meet. You're listening to the E's and B's Podcast. Welcome to this week's meet, and if you don't know that theme music, then I'm not sure what rock you're living under this week on the meet. As you know, we're going to be diving into, it's already kicked off, but the 87th playing of the Masters there in Augusta. Beautiful day there on Thursday. Well, not so much going forward through the weekend. Hey, there's a possible chance, folks, we could be talking about Masters finishing up on Monday if play gets stopped due to weather. Of course, going to be cold, rainy, wet. Does that affect the man himself? That's right, playing in his 22nd appearance there, Tiger Woods. Does he make the cut after this weekend? We'll have to wait and see. Had an up and down there day on the first, and of course, Holland was solid. Several solid starts on Thursday. As we know, Friday is the big day, the day everybody pays more attention, but the weather could be a factor. Going into this weekend, though, folks, it was the favorite winner from last year. That's right, American Scott Scheffler. Scotty was the favorite for this weekend as well, and he's got a good start. Will he be a first back-to-back champion in a while, or will we be talking about a newbie putting that covered green jacket over their shoulders there Sunday or maybe Monday, depending on how things shake out? Who do you guys like in this year's Masters? I know there's a lot of talk as the LIV players now accepted here, of course, in the major championships they will be allowed to play in, and they're playing in this one. And of course, keeping eyes on Koepka and some of those other names like Johnson, who, you know, haven't played with some of these people in a long time. So it's very interesting stuff. Will this bring more light back towards the LIV, or will things start to be focus more on all these youngsters there at PGA? As we know, there's a lot of heavy hitters on the course. It'll be extra action-packed all weekend. Of course, we cannot wait to break it down. Of course, next week here on the podcast, we'll give you, of course, who wins and who put on that green jacket. Now, of course, this weekend. It is a big, big weekend in Augusta. We cannot wait to talk more about it. The winners, the losers, and everybody that did it or didn't, that did or did not make the cut coming out of the Augusta next week right here. With that, that's going to wrap up the meet. Thank you so much for joining this week. Next, we're going to talk my favorite part of the show. That's right. We're going to be bouncing off the ropes, dropping elbows, because it's a scrambled segment and time to talk some wrestling. Next, you're listening to the E's and B's podcast.
Am I just for my drill, Jason? I'm a full-time hustler. I'm posted on a blind man to get it to live. And I'm never gonna stop. Now that gangsta. Now that gangsta. When the right to the hood, you can hit the bass. Knock on the gal, them love me. Me, I'm missing it live. Now that gangsta. Now that gangsta.
D-A-N-D-S-D-A, man, a gangster. The pistol come up by the P-A, man, a gangster. Seldom seen but always heard, a real gangster. More than just a seven-letter word. I guess they ain't your code.
Just that quick. Maybe not. Cody Rhodes feeling some momentum. Over to the kick of the midsection. There's the big right hand. Rhodes back to his feet. The top. Michael K, it feels like we are on the precipice of history.
Oh my God, he kicked out of two. No way, an off-main event continues.
A fallen Roman.
What else to say? Cody to his knees. Champion and challenger.
This family's never done before. The hell out of each other.
That's what Superman punch.
Kids rain. Two more. Story's done.
There you have it. What an amazing two nights there at SoFi Stadium. And the word around town is, can you believe it? That's right. As you heard, Roman Reigns holding on to the Universal Championship there Sunday night as he shockingly shocked the world and defeated Cody Rhodes in the main event. But let's talk about it. 181,000 people in two nights there at SoFi, setting an attendance record of known to man. Awesome, awesome stuff. Night one started out with a good pop, ended solid. I think was the better of maybe the two nights. How about this? The matches to talk about. Rhea Ripley, your new Women's SmackDown champion, as she knocked off Charlotte Flair in maybe the best match of the weekend. That's what everybody's screaming. Then we also got the Owens and Sami Zayn match there as they were the main event there Saturday night. And we got new tag team champions. That's right. The Usos falling to the wayside and then finding out there early on Monday on the Raw show that possibly this bloodline could be splitting up big time. But we'll talk more about that. Pat McAfee making a surprise appearance night one, defeating the host of the show, Miz, with some help from Snoop Dogg. And then, of course, Austin Theory. That's right. A-Town Down started the show off there Saturday, defeating the legend himself. You can't see him, John Cena. Then on night two, like I said, it was a double night affair. Great, great stuff. Night two, we had Brock Lesnar defeating Omos with a F5. That's right. He got the big guy up and F5'd him, shocking everybody. We also got Seth Rollins getting a big win over the YouTube sensation Logan Paul. Logan bringing KSI in, trying to help him out a little bit. It ended up backfiring on him, and Rollins getting the big win there. Bianca Belair, she maintained her belt there on Sunday, beating Asuka in an outstanding match, in my opinion, right there with Charlotte and Rhea. And then the match of the weekend, from my opinion's eyes, was the three-man. That's right, the champion, Gunther, defending against Sheamus and McIntyre, and it was a banger, banger, banger of a match. These guys beating the crap out of each other, but in the end, holding on to his championship belt was none other than Gunther himself. And like I said there, you know all about it in the main event. If you haven't already heard or seen, it was the shocker. The champion himself retaining and still the world champion, Roman Reigns. Like I said, big, big two nights. WrestleMania successful in my eyes, and it was a great, great two nights. Now turn the page to Monday night. We had the Raw where everybody was expecting the big returns. Well, insert crickets, because the big return was a returning star of Matt Riddle. Now, that's a big, big splash on one side of things, but does that mean anything else attached? That's what we'll have to keep our eyes out for. Does Randy Orton show up soon? Other than that, there was no other surprises, no new signings. That puts the pressure directly on SmackDown tonight. We'll have to wait and see how things shake out for them. Like I said, they're on a high. Don't let it fall now. We'll let you know what comes off the ropes, off the top, and everything else from WWE right here next week on The Best. Let's turn the page, go to the other channel.
All right, guys, I'm talking now, so what's up? What's going on? You know, obviously, this is a huge honor, and if I'm being completely serious, some would even say you deserve it. Clap, 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 clap. There are people out there who frankly don't deserve it. Losers like Sammy Guevara and Darby Allin. And worst of all, Jungle Boy. Man, the only thing Jungle Boy is ever going to have is a girlfriend with a wandering eye and a tiny little penis.
There you have it. The man himself, the champion, MJF, laying it down there Wednesday night in his home city, and that crowd was on fire for him as they were in Long Island, New York there Wednesday night. And of course, it was MJF Day by Oyster Bay. MJF Day presented to you by Oyster Bay there. A kind of funny thing. You know, he did the Pennies from Heaven skit starting out the show. And I gotta say, that man can sing. That's right. Very entertaining. Standing round of applause for that very, very good promo from MJF. Of course, ending with Jungle Boy being in the band, and of course, a brawl as Sammy Guevara came out for his opening bout. So very interesting. They're keeping that pillar thing right there on the tip of your mind each and every week. But I gotta say, an outstanding performance from MJF. We also got the signing announcement. Well, he ended up surprising us and jumping Ricky Starks, but the now Bullet Club's Jay White, part of AEW, and we'll see what storyline lies for him going forward. We know this, Ricky Starks not happy with what things inspired there on Wednesday night. We'll have to see if he can't find a couple helpers and take on that Bullet Club going forward. Then it was the big announcement from Mr. Tony Khan. Everybody waiting for their Wednesday night. And I gotta say, great job on this one. We didn't expect it to be a wrestler. We wasn't too sure. But announced their Wednesday night coming up August 27th in the UK at Wembley Stadium. It's gonna be AEW All In. That's right. Very, very big news, folks. That stadium, a large stadium. Now, this off the back, of course, of SoFi and the double night sellout from WrestleMania. Will Wembley Stadium live up to what their expectations may or may not be? We'll have to keep an eye on that. We know ticket sales will be starting soon, so we'll have to see if those things sell out just as fast as WrestleMania, or will it take some time? It'll be very interesting stuff, but that was the big announcement there on Wednesday night, and then they wrapped the show up, making my heart filled up with gold. That's right, making me happy there on Wednesday night as this was how they finished the show.
The right hand's fighting his way out of it. Rolling over the top, thinking sunset flip. But instead, cash here. Cash. Roll up. Got double pin here.
They did it!
Wow. The winners of this match.
Your boy Bananas here!
yes, ending the show out there Wednesday night with our house favorite tag team, and that obviously stamping everybody's mind with they are staying with AEW as FTR knocked off the Guns and winning the tag team titles for two times there. So congratulations to them. It'll be interesting to see going forward, will we finally get the Bucks and FTR down the road? Keep an eye out for that. We know their next big pay-per-view coming up next month. They're in Vegas. It's Double or Nothing. We'll have all the builds, winners, losers, and everything you need to know coming out of AEW right here next week on The Best. Hey, make sure you guys like, share, subscribe, pass the gravy, spread the butter, tell a friend, tell a famber, tell someone about this podcast. Make sure you guys are also out there supporting your local indie wrestling promotions. We support Rocky Mountain Pro here at Ease and Beast Podcast, but without all those local indie wrestling promotions, there wouldn't be all your wrestling favorites out there. So make sure you guys are supporting all those local indies out there. Every little bit counts and gets those wrestlers to the top. Like I said, us here at Ease of Bees, we support Rocky Mountain Pro. All right, last thing we got here on the scramble before we wrap things up, how about going down this weekend live in Miami? That's right, it's UFC 287. That's right, coming off of 286, we got a big card going down this weekend. Here is how it looks. Starting off on the main card, it'll be the match kicking off the night in the bantamweight division. It's fan favorite and Mexico kid. It's Raul Ruiz Jr. He'll be taking on Christian Rodriguez. That will be the opener. Then in the welterweight division, we've got another big name. How about Kevin Holland? We know him as fighting anytime, anywhere. He'll be going up against Santiago Pulido. Then in the bantamweight division, number 6 ranked Rob Font. He'll be taking on number 12th ranked Adrian Yans. That should be a banger in the co-main event for the evening, though. The one I will have the most attention towards. This one, hometown favorite. Big names, big, big deal. In the welterweight division, it's number 5, Gilbert Burns. He'll be taking on hometown favorite, number 11th ranked, Jorge Masvidal. And in the main event of the evening, that's right, going down there Saturday night in Miami for the middleweight championship belt, it will be the champion, Alex Pereira, running it back one more time against the number one contender, Israel Adesanya. Folks, this should be an outstanding card. Make sure you guys go check it out. We cannot wait. We'll be breaking down the winners, losers, knockouts, and submissions coming out of UFC 287 right here next week on The Best. With that, that's going to wrap things up. Stay tuned. We're going to get to the toast, and we're going to wrap this whole breakfast thing up like a burrito. The shout-outs and what's coming up next. You're listening to The Ease and Bees Podcast. Yeah.
Even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go, go.
Alright, fans, it's everybody's favorite part of the show. Get out your jams, your jelly, your cinnamon, your butter, your sugar. It's time to spread it. It's the toast. As we always do here on the toast, wrapping things up like a burrito, let's start out with those awesome weekly shout-outs. Want to give a big awesome shout-out to Ohio Grudge Racing's Josh Robinson. Make sure you guys go give them some support. Follow them on YouTube. Shout-out to Limpy. Shout-out to Happy and support your local street racers. Shout-out to No Prep Felons, Bob Rice. Shout-out to Bipolar Performance and Jasper Graham. Shout-out to Carolina Performance and Robbie and Robert Dollar. Shout-out to 24-7 Motorsports, Ashley and Brandon Mork. Shout-out to G2K. Shout-out to SRC. Shout-out to Old Man's Garage. Shout-out to Jeff Thomas and Julie Randall. Shout-out to Backwoods Garage. Shout-out to Team Meatball. Shout-out to Jimmy Dale. Shout-out to Team Hilton and Abeda. The Tunnies, Matt Smith. My boys, Neil, Brian, Tony, Ty, and all my peeps at The Green Solution. Make sure you guys check out The Green Solution for all your cannabis needs. All right, as we know, we were supposed to have a guest this week. Things just did not work out. Jimmy Dale, a.k.a. Tom Gunner, was scheduled to be our guest the last 2 weeks, actually, and I just couldn't nail him down. Hopefully, we'll get him on here in the future. We are proud to send a little sponsor there at the Street Gangsters going down this weekend there at Yellow Belly. So make sure you guys go give Jimmy Dale a follow. And like I said, hopefully we'll get him here on the show. Make sure you guys are following us at easeandbees.org. That's right. That's where you'll find all of our social media outlets that will guide you to our merch page and our YouTube page. We'll try to get those YouTube numbers up as we go on a tour here later this spring and summer. We want to bring you guys some of the best action we can live. So we got to get those numbers up to help us out. Also, like I said, go check out our merch page. Anything from $5 to $45 on there. T-shirts, stickers, you need it. It's on there. Ease and Bees merch. Make sure you guys go check all that stuff out at easeandbees.org. Also, if you want to be on the show, get at us at easeandbeespodcast@gmail.com. Give us your story. We'll get back to you and get you on air. That's easeandbeespodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you're looking to sponsor the show each and every week, we'll play your sponsorship 3 times on the episode and, of course, an additional time there on YouTube. And, hey, we'll even attach a video if you got it. All you got to do, get at us. We'll work something out and get you on each and every podcast. If you want to be a sponsor, that's easeandbeespodcast@gmail.com. All right, with that, you know what time it is. It's that Sports Illustrated Fact of the Day. Sweden's Jimmy Olm became the first European driver to win an NHRA Pro title at the 2014 NHRA 4-Wide Nationals held in North Carolina. Held in Concord, North, you already know, Carolina. And that is today's Sports Illustrated Fact of the Day. All right, with that, folks, it's that time. It's time to rip your city. This week's Top 10 City Downloaded goes like this. Starting off with number 10, shout out to a newbie. That's right, ATL Shorty, Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much, Atlanta. Number 9, another newbie. How about over in New York? It's Brooklyn, New York. Thank you so much, Brooklyn. Number 8, it's my home state. It's Indianapolis, Indiana. Thank you so much, Indianapolis. Number 7, it's Weaverville. No, wait a minute. How about this? Number 6, it's Charlotte, North Carolina. Thank you so much, North Carolina. Number 5, it's the home's capital here, Denver, Colorado. Shout out to Denver. Thanks so much. Number 4, how about this? Overseas, it's the faithful Frankfurt, Germany. Thank you so much, Frankfurt. Number 3, back here in the home state, it's Johnstown, Colorado. Shout out to Johnstown. Number 2, it's the city where we lie. No, it's Fort Collins, Colorado. Thank you so much, Fort Collins. And on top, 10 weeks in a row, shout out to all my people. We love you there. It's Louisville, Kentucky. Folks, make sure you guys like, share, subscribe, pass the gravy, spread the butter, tell a friend, tell a famber, tell someone about this podcast. We hope you have a blessed, amazing Easter weekend. All those kiddos, go get all those eggs, stack a full of candy. But until next week, you guys know the drill. Make sure you eat your breakfast. Have an awesome Easter. We love you. Peace.